Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
somebody up in here tonight, that there is something on the inside of you
said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. I just tell them, say it's your winning season.
It's your winning
season. You've got God to carry you.
You've
got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. But you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Oh, lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm listening.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to All Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. Woo! I'm excited. I have a phenomenal woman of God that's coming on, Apostle Osborne, and I'm telling you, get your pen, paper, and your Bibles together, because the woman of God has a word from the Lord just for you. Definitely don't want to forget the country just listening in. We'll definitely give a shout out to all of them. Of course, the United States, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that some of those countries cannot praise God and worship him, excuse me, openly. But for us on this side of the globe, we're praying and interceding for them. We will continue to let them know that they're not by themselves. Remember, the Lord said, well, two or three, he's in the midst. And we all touch and agree and praying for them. Remember, it's not about us. It's about kingdom building. Once we understand that, things will get so much easier. Not saying the devil won't fight. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, because you know he's crafty. That's his job, to kill, steal, and destroy. But when you have the equipment to cover yourself and pray and push, remember, faith size of a muscle so you can move mountains. Where is your faith? Father, God, we ask you to come on this morning. Have your way on the broadcast today. Less of the woman of God and more of you. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Give her the wisdom to tell your people what you want them to hear on this morning. Have your way. Father God, we ask you to have your way on the show. It is yours. It's not ours. And continue to guide us in the right direction. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go to one more musical break, and then we'll be bringing the woman of God on, Charlie. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or to need prayer. Now, listen, this is a no-judgment zone. We can't judge you. We're not trying to judge you on here. The people of God that come on here to deliver a word, they're doing just that. There's no I in team. We're all a team. We're all ambassadors for Christ, trying to tell everybody about somebody that we know that saved us. Everybody have a story. If you want prayer and you press one and that's what you tell me, we're immediately going into prayer. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. You don't have to be specific into the prayer. But know that we will touch and agree with you. And the Lord will show the speaker what you need to hear. Now, you might get prophesied to. Right? And if the Lord tells the speaker, that's not for the show, we'll go to a musical break and the speaker will tell you properly. Remember, iron sharpens iron on Worldwide Gospel Connection. We lift each other up. We are here to encourage, inspire, and push you to your destiny. Remember, it's birthing season now. It's a change in the guard, people of God. It's a change in the guard. Are you prepared for that change? We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Yeah. just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hand in total adoration to you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
My God, my God. We can't make it without him. That is so true. And I tell you all the time, trust him. Remember when you wake up, I say this all the time. Thank God that you're still in the land of the living. Thank him for waking you up, breathing breath into your body, and then immediately grab your helmet of salvation. Put your armor on, because once you open your eyes up and your feet hit that ground, the devil's like, dang, she woke. So you must prepare yourself to stay covered. You must prepare yourself to be in warfare, because it's real. Hope you got your pens and paper ready. The woman of God is on to deliver a word just for you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. You must press 1 in order for me to know that you want to speak to the woman of God. If you just want to listen in, continue to listen in. But I'm going to introduce to some and present to others Apostle Zandra Jackson Osborne. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Douglas. Good morning to you. I am doing well. How are you this morning?
I am blessed, excited, still celebrating my birthday. Thank you for the cake. Let me tell y'all something before she starts. This woman of God know I love red velvet cake. When I tell you I've been eating on that cake, I'm going to have to repent. This the first, because I've been eating and enjoying that red velvet cake. People of God,
yes,
oh, and no, I have not shared it.
Amen.
I have not gave
God
a
be the glory.
But thank God for a connection like we have. It's very rare you have two connections, two people of God. And I thank God for her and her husband on a daily basis. Divine connection is real, people of God. Use your discernment because the devil is crafty. But I'm not going to stop because I'm excited. I'm excited to eat this morning. The floor is yours, woman of God. Have your way.
God be the glory. I'd like to say thank you for having me on the breakthrough service. And I'll tell you, that is a word from the Lord. And I like your scripture that you use in Luke chapter 12 and 34. It says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Come on. You have to have the right attitude when it comes to the things of God. Like the woman of God say, we haven't even been together long. I have not met her, but I love her spirit. It's like when you have Elizabeth, when they came together, when Mary came to her, when I met her, something inside of me. Come on. When you meet someone that you spiritually connected, something got to break. Something got to move. Come on. You got to know when you in a divine relationship with somebody. See, some of y'all need to cut some of them soul ties for some ungodly relationship and get with some godly relationship where they're going to help you push through. When you can't see yourself, who is helping you birth that baby that you carrying? Come on. Someone, we got to get in the spirit of learning what's between good and evil and know who you are in the spirit realm. Come on. You got to push this thing out. This is the season, just like the woman of God been speaking. This is the season of birthing. And when you birth, make sure you be with someone that's relatable to you. Come on. Where you can relate to the things of God. That there is a spiritual connection that you know it is from God. Come on. I don't have to talk to you every day. We don't have to pick up the phone. A one phone call, you already know you connect, because when you leave with that one conversation, you should be able to keep carrying through with that conversation. Amen. So this morning, I've been asking God, what do you want me to speak on? And I want to say this here. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever, Matthew 8 says, whatever you loose up on earth is loose in heaven. Come on. God told me to get on this thing. We got to rebuke some things. First of all, I'm going to come against that spirit of rejection. Come on. I'm coming against that spirit of loneliness this morning. I'm coming against things that's stopping you from moving in the things of God. Come on. What are you allowing in your life to keep you stuck and not moving this season? Are you pushing yourself to the next level? Come on. Do you know how to pray? Do you know how to intercede for your own self before you pray for somebody else? Where are you at in your prayer life? Come on. And as he told me to stay on on, rebuke the spirit of loneliness. Some people are in a spirit of loneliness and do not know how to come out of that thing. And I'm going to use my base scripture this morning. We're going to talk about Ruth and Naomi. And I'm not going to go all the way through you. If you have time, get your Bibles and you read Ruth chapter 1. And we know, some of us know the story. We know Naomi was a virtuous woman. She was a woman that loved her husband. And you know she had two daughter-in-laws, Oprah and Ruth. Come on. And you go, if you start in verse 6, the husband and her children, her sons, died. Come on. And Oprah was her daughter-in-law. And she decided to go back in the city of Moab where she left from. Come on. And when she told them, she told both of them to leave. I am a widow. You are young. Y'all are young. Come on. Go ahead and go on with your life. Come on. See, sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. When someone tells the truth, we just sit there and be in denial, and we don't want to listen. Come on. We got to learn when somebody tells you the truth, listen what God's saying. Even if you don't like what was stated, begin to consult God for what he's speaking to you this season. So what happened with Naomi? She told him to go back. Verse 11 says, but Naomi said, turn back, my daughters. Why would you go with me in my womb that may be your husband? She said, verse 12, she said, turn back, my daughters, and go, for I am too old to have a husband. If you should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight, you should also bear sons. Would you wait for them that were grown? Would you restrain yourself from your having husbands? No, my daughters, for you grieve me so much for your sake, till the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Then they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Oprah kissed her mother-in-law. Ruth clung to her. Verse 15 says, and she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her God. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, come on, verse 16, it really blessed me. She says, entreat me not to leave me or turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Whatever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. Where you die, I will die. And there where I will be buried. The Lord do so to me also, if anything but death parts with me and you. Come on. That's the New King James Version I read. So you got to be in a place, and I'm going to talk about this spiritual place of loneliness. Come on. You got to get out. I don't know, I'm talking to somebody that's been broken in a past relationship, someone that lost their loved one, someone's just sitting in a place of being stagnant. I don't know who we speaking to this morning, but I pray that this word makes you in the spirit. And I have some backdrop verses. He gave me 2 Timothy 2:1-7. So for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Come on. God does not give you the spirit of fear. Why are you still standing in that state of mind? If you got to learn how to trust God and let him process you this season. When you're going through process, it does not feel good. It feels like you're in a lonely place and nobody's there with you. But God say, I am with you in the midst of every situation. All you got to do is turn and worship me. Because my Bible tells me that they that worship me in spirit and in truth. Come on. We got to know what the word of God standing on. I wrote down Philippians 4:19, and I'm going to read out the New Living Translation. It said, and the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious and riches, which have been given to us through Christ Jesus. Come on. You got to learn to stand firm on the word of God this season. Come on. And Matthew 6:33-34, I'm going to read. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not, you better hear the Lord this morning. It said, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Come on. What are you worrying about? And like I said, we're going to come against that spirit of loneliness. And one more scripture I have, and I'm going to break down what the, about this spirit of loneliness. And I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11. I'm reading a New Living Translation version. It says, the Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. Come on. You will be like a well-watered garden, like every flowing spring. Come on. Send forth and spring forth in the goodness of his sound doctrine. Get in a place where you can hear from him. Get in a place to worship him. Because my Bible tells me that they that worship me in spirit and truth. Come on. It's things that we got to break away from. Things that we was causing us to stay in that stagnated position, begin to move and push forth. Come on, you shall live and not die. This is not the season to give up. This is not the season to be frustrated. This is the season to get up and move something. Come on, get up and stand in the midst of your situation. And what he told me about the spirit of loneliness, we got four things that we deal with the spirit of loneliness. Come on. The social loneliness. Come on. Well, I say, okay, God, what is a social loneliness? See, sometimes we don't even know that we interact with these four things. He told me the social loneliness, emotional loneliness, the intellectual loneliness, and spiritual loneliness. Come on. Which category are you where you finding yourself in this season, or where you at today? Not tomorrow, right now. Where are you at? Hallelujah. Social loneliness is somebody that's stuck in the house. You don't have no social connections. This spirit will have you. You don't feel like nobody cares for you. Nobody's loving you. Some of y'all not speaking to some of your sisters or brothers, your cousins. Some of them you're not even speaking to your mother and fathers no more, because you upset because you looked at some way the way you thought they should be doing. Come on. That's a spirit of rejection. It all ties up. Where the loneliness can come in all forms of rebellion is a sign of witchcraft. Where are you at? So are you a social? Are you around there not even trying to connect with your loved one? You're not even trying to. I know some things with the COVID. You're not even trying to go to church no more. You're not trying to just reach out to nobody. You're not looking for nobody help. You're so social loneliness, you can't even see yourself that you're loneliness. When are you going to break that tie of loneliness? Come on, get up from that sick bed and get up and walk. Come on, this is not the time to be lonely. It's when you need help. Come on, some of us need some 911 rescue help. Sitting right there, know you need to reach out to somebody. You know somebody that knows that have a relationship with God. Know you can do that. Come on, break that spirit of social loneliness. Number two, emotional loneliness. And this is one right there. I've been saying this for the last 6 months. When God began to deal with me about emotional loneliness, let me tell you something. That emotional loneliness will have you in a place like you were there by yourself. Come on. You're in a place, you disconnected from everything, even the world. You don't even know what's going on. Come on. And if you in this place, this is not the place to be. Come on. You got to get yourself out of emotional loneliness. And let me say this too. When you with this spirit and you sit here making decisions on your emotional loneliness, you're going to make some wrong decisions. You either ask God to forgive yourself for number one and forgive those that treated you wrong or hurt you in your past. You got to get up from this spirit. It will have you tied up like what I just said earlier. Whatever you bind on earth, it's bound in heaven. You are bound. You can't even see your own self. You can't even move. It's like a python spirit. It comes from your legs all the way up to your chest to take the living life out of you. You do not want to be stuck with emotional loneliness. Come on. Push forth. Push forth. Hallelujah. Push forth. Hallelujah. Come out. of that emotional loneliness, intellectual loneliness. Come on. This is the spirit when you, I wrote down an ability to discuss what's important, what you lack, and what you understand. Now, I got some friends. I got some associates. They're so smart, but no earthly good. Come on. You can be book sense. You can know it all. You can know that Bible. You can go on the intellect, but you're so smart, but you're not even good to your own self. You're lacking your own self. Motivation, come on, because you think you know it all and nobody can tell you nothing. You know all everything. Come on, you don't want to get stuck there. Come on, you got to bind that spirit of loneliness. Come on, bind that spirit of rejection. Bind that spirit of hatred in your heart and begin to move by the spirit. What's holding you up? That's when even with that intellect that comes with soul ties. Come on, break that thing up this season. We are not in the season of that anymore. We got to come forth. We got to push forth this season. Come on. And the last one I want to discuss is spiritual loneliness. Come on. The spiritual loneliness and you are detachment from others. You feel like your life is incomplete. Come on. You got to learn how to fight back from this spiritual loneliness. And why I'm saying we got some of us, because I've been there. Let me tell you something, give you wise counseling here. To all that get on this platform to speak about this loneliness and what I'm speaking of, guess what? God has to deliver me from these same four. I cannot preach to you or teach you anything unless I went through it myself. Come on. I thank God that I am an overcomer and achiever from all of these soul ties that had me so tied up in emotional abundance, in intellect abundance, social loneliness, spiritual loneliness. How can I talk about it unless I went through this myself? And this is what's going on in the body of Christ. Everybody want, it looks good. We can make it look good. I can put on my makeup. I can put on a nice suit, nice shoes, nice wigs, and I can dress up my outside. But my inside is busted up and disgusted. See, this is what the real and raw ministry look like. Tell the truth and shame the devil where you are and get yourself some deliverance. Come on. Deliverance is free. Hallelujah. You can get your deliverance, but you got to learn how to repent. Come on. Confess your faults unto God and begin to deal with yourself. Do it feel good? No, it does not. But when I tell you, when I begin to repent, that's what these are. You got to repent and release that thing so you can go in the spirit of recovery and come on so you can spring forth like pure gold. And see, that's what we don't want ourselves to go through, the crushing. Come on. Nobody want to see that I had to be crushed. Nobody didn't want to see that I had to get rebuked sometimes. No, nobody want to see that side of you. But can you be transparent on today? Come on. Can you go through the spirit of rebuke the spirit of loneliness? Can you rebuke the spirit of being mad and frustrated, some things that you cannot change? Who are you? God want to set you free today. There is deliverance in this house. Come on. There's deliverance on this prayer radio show. There is a spiritual healing that needs to take place from the inside out. Come on. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be made glad. See how I said that quote? All you have to do, if you don't do nothing else, read the word back to you. Come on, read it back to yourself. Nobody can speak over your life but your, and you can have, I can be the pastor, I can be this apostle, I can be the teacher, I can be the evangelist, but let me tell you something. We all got to go through a spiritual recovery. Come on. We are flesh first. Come on. We are flesh first, and we got to learn how to put this flesh under subjection. How do you do that? By prayer and supplication. Come on. You got to learn what to bind up. You got to learn what to loose up. I loose a spirit of peace on this line. I loose a spirit of recovery. I loose a spirit of hope, on this line. I release the spirit of peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Joy, happiness, love. Hallelujah. Supplications on this line. Be free today. Be free today. Don't leave this line the same. Come on. Push forth to your victory. Victory. I love this song that the old hymn, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. See, you got to learn. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Come on. You can do that. Say, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Joy today is mine. Come on. Be set free. Do not leave this day. Do not leave this day the same. And this is all I have to say about what God has spoken to me. And I thank you, Pastor Douglas, for allowing me to be on this platform. And I hope something was said to help you to rebuke the spirit of loneliness and the spirit of rejection. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Father God, give back what your daughter gave out this morning to your people. Strengthen her for giving out your word on this morning. Open doors for the woman of God. Everything she touched, she shall receive. Everything she wants, she shall receive. Let me correct myself. A blessing upon her life. Overflow in her life right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch her husband, Lord. Touch her children and grandchildren, Lord. Everything connected to her shall win in Jesus' name. Thank you, woman of God, for coming on here and delivering that word. I'm honored for the accepting the invitation with no questions asked. You very rarely find that people are serious about kingdom business and about not about themselves. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. If you have any questions for the woman of God or you just want to continue, you can continue listening. You don't have to say nothing. But if you have any questions, feel free to call 563-999-3628. Are you connected with your Naomi? Are you connected with your Naomi that's willing to let you go to find yourself? But that root in you should stay right there and learn. Remember, you're supposed to go to the elders when you don't know. Are you connected to a real Naomi? We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised.
Do. healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
a miracle.
Once you trust
him, you will
Oh yes you will. Thank you Lord. God knows about your situation, but with every test and every trial there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. Oh, he'll set you free. Yes, he will. God, you promised me. Said he would. God can heal. Yes, he can. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He had mended my brokenness.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That's it. Lift your hands and say.
Your church home. If you go online, that's good. If you go in, still be safe. Sanitize your hands. Keep a mask on if you choose to, but be safe. You're definitely welcome to join the Abba House International at 5709 Eastland Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Apostle and I have service at 3 p.m. every Sunday. You're welcome to come and join us at our house. There's always room at the house for you. 3, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. It must line up. They must be walking and preaching the same thing. Remember, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's all you have to do is put your hands up and say, God, I surrender. You take over. You drive. Because I was driving into the wall or to the guardrail or into the mediator. I was not driving right. I was driving reckless. Now I need you to take control and show me what to do and how to do. Remember, this is a no-judgment zone. Nobody's on here to judge you. We're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you and push you to your destiny and drive you to your purpose. That's each goal for each guest that come on here. Apostle Nye here, so if you need us, you can reach us at 832-519-7646 or send us a text. That's it. You can also go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or the Abba House International on Facebook. I didn't get a chance to ask the woman of God to give her information, which you can reach out to her. If you want to hear the woman of God again or if you want to connect with her, let me know. I will connect you to the woman of God. No problem. It's not about me. It's not about her. It's about kingdom business. And once people of God realize that, it will be so much easier. Now, we still have the blessed oil if you need it. It's no miracle soap on a rope, no miracle water. It's your faith that anoints the oil. If you're in the Houston area, we will come and meet you and give it to you. If not, we will definitely mail it to you. But no, it is free. And yes, you can have it. Without a shadow of a doubt, you can have it. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. You're not in this fight by yourself. Hold your head up. No, you're a child of a king. Keep pushing through. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. In emotion.
Up inside.
Tell him thank you, thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord.
Been,
I gotta move on.
Been so good.
Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself?
Tell me you've been so.
I see you, Betty Jackson.
Been so good.
Good to see you, girl.
You've been so good.
You've been
so.
Been so good.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me, out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I wanna thank
you. I've been here this long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made.
Yeah.
I know how it's gonna happen, Lord. I know what's gonna happen, but you made. See my way sometimes, you made a way. And so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just like the woman of God came on this morning, make sure you're connected to a Naomi that can push you to your destiny and drive you to your purpose. Remember, it's very important for a divine connection. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's just that simple. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Once you surrender your life to Christ. I said this earlier. But it will be worth it. Think about it. You tried everything you could do and you still haven't went anywhere. Now, I know when you were serving the devil that you had fun and you got this and you got that. But I'm here to tell you, once you surrender to Christ, you'll see clearer than you ever have before. Are you going to go through trials and tribulations? Yes. You have some good days and bad days? Yes. You're going to fall down? Yes. But get up. Because remember, a just man falls 7 times. It's not about the amount of times he fell. It's about he got back up in spite of him falling. Get back up. This is not the end. It's a minor setback for a major comeback. I preached this Monday. Many are chosen, but many are called, but a few are chosen. When you're chosen, you go through chaos. You go through hell and back when it's a calling on your life. When God calls you, not man. Let me explain that. It's a big difference. It's not about glitter and gold. It's about serving God 100%. So here, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not to hear those other words, depart from me. I don't want to hear that. And I'm sure you don't either. But I'm here to tell you, surrender your life to Christ. Trust and believe in his word. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you in spite of what you see physically, what you feel physically. God is right there with you. Remember, if you need someone to talk to, I'm always here. Or apostle. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. Text us. Or you can go on Facebook, Worldwide Gospel Connection, or Abba House on Facebook. This is a no judgment zone. We're not here to judge you. We can't judge you. But what we can do is uplift and inspire you to keep going. Don't give up. You are loved. You are beautifully strong, Christian, beautiful, strong, and you're needed. Beautifully broken for God to put all the pieces back together again. I'm here to tell you God loves you. Excuse me, don't you forget that. Put your helmet of salvation on. You feeling weary, get into your word. Play it on your phone, just read it. You got to get in the closet and close your door. You get in the closet and close your door and spend that time with God. Because it's needed to strengthen you. We hope you have a blessed, phenomenal day. Now remember, if you need that blessed oil, I will meet you and give it to you or mail it to you. It's not miracle soap, miracle water. It is your faith that anoints the oil. You can do this. You got this, woman and man of God. And we're here to let you know you're not alone. Remember, iron sharpens iron. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. And I'm here to fight with you if you're ready to fight. Even if you feel like you don't want to fight, we're still going to fight for you until you get the strength to carry on. Know that we love you, you're not alone, and keep pushing through.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, Leandria Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time. Anybody out there got that message?
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time.
Myself,
God. Tri-City, and my background.
again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right, Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, it's my people who are called by my name. Would you sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead and talk.